这一首诗歌是我们中间每一个人从心发出的祷告。
Father, we pray that this song indeed is a song of our hearts.
这是一首严肃的诗歌。
This is a serious song.
也是我们愿意向你表明我们爱你的一首诗歌。
A song that expresses our love to you.
天父是的天涯海角，我们愿意跟随你。
Indeed, wherever in all the earth, we want to follow after you.
纵使世上的人弃绝你。
Even though the world might forsake you.
纵使世上的人把你钉在十字架上，
Even though the world crucified you,
主，你仍是我们的主。
You are our Lord still.
今生永世里面，我们要跟随你。
In this life, forever, we will follow after you.
主，我们把这群会众每一位弟兄姐妹仰望在你恩手中间。
We place everyone into your precious hands.
在这次的退休会中间，让我们能够灵命上面晋升。
In this retreat, we pray that our soul might indeed be revived.
在这次退休会里面，主，使我们生命扭转的一次。
And so that our lives may have a turning point this time.
让我们能够面向我们前面的路而奔跑。
So that we can walk this way in the front well.
我们把晚上的时间恭敬仰望在你恩手中间。
We place this time in your hands.
与这位卑贱的仆人同在。
Be with your humble servant here.
把你要所讲的话语。
So that we can take your word.
从这个卑贱的仆人口中说出。
Through your humble servant today.
准备好我们每一个人的心来接受你的话语。
Prepare all our hearts tonight that we can accept your word.
听我们这样的祷告。
Please hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督。
In our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 昨天晚上我们一同思想到一个主题。
Last night we considered a text.
我们的主题是思想到我们怎么样能够开，我们能够到更深的地方去。
How we can launch into the deep.
如果我们要到开到深水地方去的话，
If we want to launch into the deep water,
我们首先要的是要与神同工。
We must co-work, be a partner with God.
如果我们要与神同工的话，
If we want to be partners with the Lord,
我们必须要有主耶稣基督的视线。
We must have the vision, the line of vision that the Lord has.
主耶稣基督在寻找他的工人。
The Lord is looking for his workers.
也许在这次退休会中间，他要得到一群少数的人来跟随他。
I trust that the Lord who wants to select from this retreat certain people, the elect would be with him.
他在寻找与他同工的一些人。
He's selecting those that will be co-workers with him.
他要用他的命令来引领他们。
With his command, he wants to guide them.
他不但要引领他们，他还要差遣他们。
Not only is he to lead them, he is to send them also.
今天我们晚上一同来思想另外一个主题。
Tonight let's consider another verse.
我们的主题是追求卓越。
And text tonight is to strive after excellence.
我们昨天的早上，我们思想到主怎么样呼召出来彼得。
Yesterday we considered how the Lord called out Peter.
他要从今之后你要得人了。
And from now on, you will become catchers of men.
今天我们要选择的经文是在彼得临要交棒，临要离开这个世界之前，他说跟我们讲的话语。
And this is now we're turning to the chapter in which Peter expresses his thoughts before he is to hand over the baton.
我们打开我们的圣经，在彼得后书。
In the second epistle of Peter,
我们从第一节我们看到第十一节。
From verse 1 we see and reread until verse 11.
让我来读单数，弟兄姐妹来读双数。
And if you, we would read the odd verses and you would read the even verses.
彼得后书第一章第一节。
Verse 1.
做耶稣基督仆人和使徒的西门彼得，写信给那因我们的神和救主耶稣基督之义与我们同得一样宝贵信心的人。神的神能已将一切关于生命和前进的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德召我们的主。正因这缘故，你们要分外的殷勤，有了信心又要加上德行，有了德行又要加上知识，
有了知识又要加上觉知，有了觉知又要加上忍耐，有了忍耐又要加上谦卑，
有了前进又要加上爱弟兄的心，有了爱弟兄的心又要加上爱众人的心。人若没有这几样，就是眼瞎，只看见近处的，忘了他旧日的罪已经得了洁净。十一节我们一同来读，这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。我们在这短短的十一节中间，我们要看彼得临离开这世界之前跟我们所讲的话语。
In these short 11 verses, we see what Peter would like to tell us before he left the world.
彼得在一章十四节讲，他讲，因为知道我脱离这帐篷的时候快到了。
Because Peter says in verse 14 that the time of my leaving of this earthly dwelling is soon.
彼得知道他快要离开这个世界了。
He knew that it was imminent that he would be leaving this earth.
我们从圣经上面看，有很多属灵的伟人，他离开世界之前有特别一些遗言给我们。
You see, in the Bible, many spiritual giants before they left the world, they had these very precious words to tell us.
我们知道摩西讲过这个遗言。
Moses particularly told us.
他把他的这一批带领了这么久的一些会众带到面前来。
He brought all the people that he had brought for so long before him.
他讲天与地做我的见证。
He says that earth and the heavens are my witness.
他讲在我手边一面是福，一面是祸，随你们选择。
And on the right and on the left are a blessing or woe, and which one would you select?
同样的，约书亚离开这世界之前也做同样的一个劝勉。
And Joshua, before he left the people, also admonished the people.
大卫也同样的跟我们讲一样的话。
David also said the same thing.
现在彼得在离开世界之前，这位曾经否认过主的这位使徒中间的首领跟我们讲什么？
And Peter, who was the one who had rejected the Lord, had and also before he left the earth, also gave us this admonishment.
他讲我快要离开这世界。
I'm rapidly leaving this earth.
他讲我要常常提醒你们，十二节最后讲的。
In verse 12, in the last part, he says, "I want to remind you always."
彼得到底提醒我们什么？
What is he to remind us?
提醒我们要追求卓越。
That is, he wants to remind us to strive after excellence.
多少时候我们看到我们的基督徒的情况是懒懒散散。
A lot of times we think about our Christian life and we see that it is kind of wishy-washy.
我以前一个教会有一个外国的父母师，我跟他很好。
There was an associate pastor of my church, an American that I was very well acquainted with.
他因为在带领中国的教会，所以他要学中文。
Because he was leading the Chinese church, he learned some Chinese.
也是很奇怪的，我发现他学中文的时候，有一句我觉得很难学的一句话，他倒是第一句他都学了。
And sometimes I tried to teach him some Chinese, and some of the very difficult ones he could also learn.
所以我有一次问他，我讲这一位弟兄的灵性怎么样？
And I asked, what about this brother's sort of spiritual condition?
所以他跟我讲一句中文话，他讲马马虎虎。
And he says, 马马虎虎。
弟兄姐妹们，多少信徒对他的信仰是马马虎虎。
Francis says, indeed, many Christians in their spiritual walk really is a 马马虎虎。
多少教会是马马虎虎。
And how many churches are 马马虎虎。
甚至于原来我讲多少传道人是马马虎虎。
And even Christian leaders and the ministers, they are 马马虎虎。
彼得是一个教会的领袖，是教会的柱使。
And Peter was a leader of the church and an overseer.
所以他知道教会的光景。
And so he knew the condition of the church.
他也知道主耶稣基督的心意。
And he knew the heart of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣厌恶老底家的教会。
And Jesus detested the Laodicean church.
他讲你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我要把从我的口里面把你吐出去。
You are like lukewarm water, and I will spit you out of my mouth.
美国人中间有一句话讲到马马虎虎。
And Americans have a term for 马马虎虎。
就是 mediocre。
Mediocre.
很多 mediocre 的基督徒。
Yeah, many mediocre Christians.
所以彼得在临离开世界之前，跟教会这封信是给众教会的。
And so the epistle of Peter is given to the many churches before he left.
追求卓越。
In order to strive for excellence.
不要再做一个马马虎虎的基督徒。
No longer to be a wishy-washy Christian.
如果我们要开到水深之处的话，
If we want to launch out into the deep of the water.
我们必须与神同工。
We need to be co-workers with God.
我们必须自己不能做一个马马虎虎的基督徒。
We cannot be a mediocre Christian.
我们要追求卓越。
We need to strive for excellence.
追求卓越在这个地方到底是什么意思？
What exactly does it mean to strive for excellence?
什么是卓越的定义对我们来讲？
What is the definition for excellence?
我们今天晚上就会思想到什么是属灵里面卓越的定义。
And what is it looked at tonight, what is the spiritual definition of excellence?
然后我们怎么样去追求卓越？
And then how are we to strive for this excellence?
然后追求卓越带给我们什么样的赏赐？
And what will the striving for excellence give to us in rewards?
你如果看彼得后书从一节到十一节的话，
And from verse 1 to verse 11 of 2 Peter,
我们看到有几个字是重复在那里。
And there are a couple of words that are repetitive.
我们看到一个字是重复的，就是认识神，那个认识那个字重复了三次。
And there's a word there about knowledge of God, and this comes in three times.
我们看到第二节里面讲到，因你们认识神和我们的主耶稣多多的加给你们认识神。
It says, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of our Jesus our Lord.
我们看到第四节里面讲，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德召我们的主。
And so indeed, as we,
第三节。
And in the verse 3, it says that through the true knowledge of him who called us into his own glory and excellence.
第八节里面讲，你们若充充足足的有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上不至于懒散不结果子，是个马马虎虎的基督徒了，不会。
And in verse 8 it says, for these, if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus.
认识神， knowing God,
the knowledge of God,
一再的重复，
is repeated several times.
这个字在整篇的彼得后书里面，短短的彼得后书出现了十三次。
And in the second epistles of Peter, it has been repeated about 13 times.
弟兄姐妹，认识神不单单是不只是知识上的认识。
And knowledge of God is not just an intellectual knowledge of God.
你可以充满了属灵的知识，跟法利赛人一样。
If you have spiritual knowledge, and you could be just like the Pharisees.
但是你没有办法开到水深之处。
And we still may not be able to launch out into the deep water.
认识神是一个经历上的体会，认识神。
And to have a true knowledge of God, we need to a true knowledge deeply of Him.
另外，我们还看到还有两句话是重复的。
And then there's another phrase that is repeated a couple of times.
我们看到第五节里面，彼得在这边讲，你们要分外的殷勤。
And in verse 5 it says, you need to be applying all diligence.
我们看到第十节里面，彼得讲，又讲，所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤。
And in verse 10 it says, brethren, you need to be all the more diligent.
殷勤，殷勤，彼得一再的讲，我们要殷勤。
And Peter repeatedly says, we need to be diligent.
属灵的事情没有讲，你可以到一个地步，你就停在那个地方的。
In a spiritual matter, we cannot go up to a certain stage and then stop.
我们中国人讲，逆水行舟，不进则退。Look, if we want to going upward for the river, there's no stagnation point. There's no stagnation point. 彼得跟我们讲，我们要殷勤。
And Peter says, yeah, you need to be diligent.
彼得在第八节跟我们讲，我们这如果有这些基督的美德的话，不至于闲懒不结果子，不至于不殷勤。
Yes, indeed, you have the true knowledge that you would not be useless, nor unfruitful.
好，我们今天晚上所看的这十一节句子里面，我们可以从三个角度来看。
Let's look at this from three particular aspects.
第一个角度，我们来看的时候是卓越的。能源到底从什么地方来？
First point I'd like to cover is the enablement of empowering of excellence.
我们从第二节到第四节，我们可以看到卓越的能源是什么。
The second verse to verse 4, we see the enablement of excellence.
第二方面，我们可以从第五节到第七节看，我们如何来追求卓越。
From verse 5 to verse 7, we see how we can indeed drive for excellence.
我们第三方面，我们来看从第八节到第十一节，我们看卓越带来的赏赐是什么。
And from verse 8 onwards, we see how the rewards of excellence are.
好，我们来看第一个角度。
Let's look at the first angle.
卓越的能源是什么？
How is the excellence enabled?
我们要看，我们要能够向上灵命向前面走的话，我们从哪里来这个能量？
How are we empowered to have this striving?
我因为常常旅行，
I travel quite a bit.
所以我常常坐飞机。
And I travel on the plane.
我坐飞机的时候呢，我喜欢看，特别是航空公司出的杂志。
I love to read the magazines that are put out by the airlines.
United Airlines 出的杂志相当不错。
And which are the airlines that have very good magazines?
因为你我是做文字工作的人。
And because I'm involved in literature work.
你能够在人家旅客旅行的时候能够愿意看你的杂志的话，那你的杂志一定要编得很好。
In order for people to read your literature, you have to sort of display it well.
我看飞机公司的杂志有原因的，我为什么要看这些杂志
？And so why do I read these journals?
因为我可以体会到飞机公司他们能够体会到他们的顾客的心态是什么。
Because the airline tries to understand what is the attitude or characteristics of their clientele.
他们在追求什么
？What are they seeking after?
我跟你讲，这世界的人都在追求卓越。
And indeed, the world is striving after excellence.
所以有一次我在飞机上看的时候，特别有一位专家在写一篇文章。
And so one time I was reading the article, and one of the authors was writing.
现在美国人最流行的生意是对东方做生意，东方人做生意。
And one of the characteristics recently of the Americans is to look for the Asian market.
所以这位专家讲，跟东方人做生意，你要成功，你要卓越的，做一个卓越的企业家的话，你必须有五个条件。
And they said in order to deal with the people in the Far East, there are five characteristics.
你如果要跟那大陆的跟台湾的跟日本的做生意的话，你也可以把这五个条件写下去。
You can write down these five points if you're in business with China or Japan or Taiwan.
它叫五个 F, five Fs.
Five Fs.
如果你要跟东方人做生意的话，你一定要了解第一个 F, 最重要的 F 是 family.
First point to remember is family.
跟东方人做生意，东方人很多的生意都是 family business.
Much of the business is indeed family related.
在东方你要做生意的话，你必须怎么样？必须要有人际关系，必须要有 family connection.
You must have an understanding of their family connections.
你要不然跟他的儿子很熟，要不然跟他侄儿很熟。很多的企业家怎么样？他们怎么样？他们都是成功，都是因为他们有好的 uncles.
Many of the businesses got started, entrepreneurs were started because they had a very rich uncle, and so you have to be connected with a son or an uncle or a nephew or something like that.
所以这文章第二个 F 告诉我一下，第二个 F 要有 fortune, 要有本钱。
And second is fortune, and you have to have an investment, enough money to start.
它上面甚至是讲钱可以使中国人讲钱可以使鬼脱墨。第三个 F
quoted that even the Chinese say money can even get the demons out of the graves.
脱模，模模，第三个 F， 第三个 F 是 friends， 人缘，你人缘朋友要多，要有 connections。
The third F is
friends、
uh,
你要有人缘，要有怎么样 connections。
You have to have these connections also。
他讲第四个 F 你要知道是 face 面子。F-A-C-E.
And the fourth F is face.
他讲这个面子你可以从几个角度来讲。
And you can look at it from different aspects.
这中国人做生意一定要看你这个人长相怎么样，是不是正派。
Asians want to look at your face and see if your face is correct, the right way.
所以他举例讲，有一个公司，有一个美国很大的公司，开始跟中国人做生意的时候。
There's an American very large family of a company that was trying to do business with China.
所以他第一次派一个副总裁来谈。
And first he sent a vice president in to talk to them.
所以认识了很多人，有了很多 connection.
And then made many connections with many of the people there.
然后回去之后，他就叫一个 manager 再来。
And then he sent a manager in.
结果重新开始再建立关系。
And so once again establishing all the relationships.
这个是一个错误的观念，这个专家讲。
And they said this is a wrong way of doing it.
跟中国人做生意的话，你就要派这一个人，这个人是怎么样？他们欣赏的话，就是一直就相信这一个人。
And they said you should really send one person in, and they would appreciate this person, and you will keep being connected with this person.
因为他看你的面孔熟，面孔善的话，他就一直信任你。
And because if you look at your face and we're familiar and thinks it's a straight player, and they will trust you.
他讲面子还有一个观念，就是说你要。跟他讲价还价的时候要给他留一个面子。
And also if you're negotiating with them, you have to save some face for them.
第五个条件他讲是 fate, 运气。中国人有时候讲或者东方人讲怎么样这个是不是黄桃吉日来做这个生意。那 closing date 的话他要选一个很吉祥的日子。
Then one has to consider the fates, because the Chinese are very conscious of whether it's the right propitious date.
这是一位东方的一个跟东方做生意这个专家讲的一个卓越的企业家所要注意的五个条件。
So this is a Far Eastern expert thinking about how one wants to strive for excellence in working with the Asians.
所以对我们来讲很不平等，有些人生来就在生在好的家庭。
It's not very fair because some people are just born in different circumstances.
我们看一下彼得跟我们讲我们属灵卓越的来源是什么。
But Peter here talks about how we indeed can strive for excellence.
当我们讲属灵卓越的来源的时候，我们必须有一个属灵的 excellency 的定义是什么。
And first, we need to have a definition of this excellence.
什么是属灵的怎么样卓越？
What is indeed a spiritual excellence?
彼得在这边从第三节的时候跟我们讲这句话。
In verse 3, it tells us.
他讲他那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主。
So God who called us according to His own glory and excellence or virtue.
这就是讲主耶稣基督来吸引我们，救恩吸引我们，是以他自己的荣耀和美德来招我们的。
Indeed, the God who called us is the one who called us by His own glory and His virtue.
什么叫做荣耀？
And what indeed is glory?
荣耀就是神格的作用 the excellency of His being.
And so glory is the excellency of his being.
也就是讲神的属性跟神本质上的卓越。
That is the quality of excellence that is inherent in God.
也就是讲神的怎么样？神的属性就是他的 attributes. 也就是讲他的 essence, 他的本质是卓越。
The essence and the attributes are the basics of God.
什么是美德？
And what is virtue?
这边讲基督的美德是什么？
What is the virtue of Christ?
美德是神的卓越在行为上的表现。
And this is the manifestation of His excellence.
那表现在行动上，表现在爱我们，表现在救恩上面，表现出基督的美德。
His actions, His love, and His outreach to us, they manifest His excellence.
这是属灵追求卓越的定义。
And so this is the definition of spiritual excellence.
所以我们要如果要追求卓越的话，我们的能源必定我们要从神那里来。
And so our enablement, our empowering is directly from God.
那什么才是追求卓越呢？
And so how are we to drive after excellence?
也就是说我们要像基督。
And that is to say we indeed have to be like Christ.
像基督的美德。
We need to have the emulator, the excellence, the virtue of Christ.
也就是彼得在这边讲的第四节讲，要脱离世上，从世上情欲来的败坏。
And it's just like in verse 4 when Peter says we need to escape the corruption of the world.
就与神的性情有份。
And so that we may partakers of the divine nature of God.
跟神的属性有份。
So that we're partakers, we're part of the divine nature that He is.
所以我们主耶稣基督在登山宝训里面讲第五章里面马太福音讲我们怎么样？我们要完全像天父一样的完全。
In Matthew on the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says that we are to be perfect, even as God in heaven is perfect.
我们要怜悯像主像天父一样的怜悯。
We are to be compassionate as God the Father is compassionate.
这就是神的卓越。
And this is the excellence of God.
这也就是我们卓越的对象。
And this is our target, our model of excellence.
那彼得也告诉我们，那我们怎么样能够达到神的卓越？
And so indeed Peter says, how are we to reach excellence?
我们看第三节里面讲。
In verse 3 it says,
神的神能将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给了我们。
And it says here that His divine power was granted to us.Everything pertaining to life and godliness.
也就是讲，我们要开到水深之处的一个钥匙，神已经给我们了。
And so the very essence of how to drive out into the deep.
赐给我们中间每一个人呢。
So it's given to all of us.
也就是在第二节里面，彼得跟我们讲的话。
And so, like in verse 2, when Peter tells us,
彼得讲愿恩惠平安因你们认识神和我们的主耶稣多多的加给你们。
Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord.
我们要像基督，我们就必须要认识基督。
If we are to be like Jesus, we need to know Jesus.
啊，你知道认识这个字在圣经上面常常的出现。
The word knowledge appears very frequently in the Bible.
主耶稣在约翰福音里面讲过，怎么样？我是好牧人，好牧人认识怎么样？认识他的羊，他的羊也认识怎么样？好牧人的声音。
Jesus says that I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd knows the sheep, and the sheep know me, the good shepherd.
认识这个字在旧约希伯来文里面出现的时候，在 在创世纪里面就出现。
In Genesis, we see the word knowledge also described.
创世纪里面怎么样出现的？讲有一天怎么样，亚当认识了他的太太夏娃，就生了一个儿子，儿子的名字叫该隐。
And the Bible tells us that Adam had knowledge of his wife Eve, and through that the son Cain was born.
也就是应当翻译的时候，亚当跟我们中文翻译亚当跟夏娃同房生了儿子叫该隐。
And so they lived. I don't know what English is.
英文里面讲这个 sexual relationship 怎么样？希伯来文里面就用这个字认识来讲。
So the Bible talks about the sexual relationship between husband and wife as knowledge.
这是希伯来文里面的词。
And this is a word in the Hebrew.
就是主耶稣讲，我认识我的羊。
And Jesus said, I know my sheep.
不是说我这一次来，我认识我们中间的一些人，不是这种认识。
It's not this kind of just knowing people.
甚至于也不是我已经认识你很久，这一次来更认识你一点，也不是这种认识。
Oh, I know you because I know you from before, and now I know you a little bit more.
这种认识是怎么样？圣经里面解释，好像丈夫认识妻子之间那种 privacy， 那种认识，同房之间的认识。
And so the concept here is a knowledge that is very intimate, that is between a husband and a wife in a private circumstance.
也就是彼得讲，我们要开到水深之处的话，只有一个秘诀。
And so when Peter tells us to launch out into the deep, indeed there's only one secret.
就是认识神。
It is to know the Lord.
我们怎么样认识神呢？
How do we know the Lord?
我们要读他的话语，我们能够了解他，了解他的心意是什么。
We want to read his word. We want to know what his heart's desires are so that we can know him truly.
不单单读他的话语，而且要经历他。来怎么样，在经历中间认识他，在各种环境中间认识他。
Not only to read his word, but also to know him experientially so that we really can truly know him.
我们看到第四节里面讲，
And verse 4 says here,
因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
And so in verse 4 it says he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises so that we might become partakers of divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust.
我们在这边看到中文，也许在这边我不知道为什么把翻成因此啊，
says here in the Chinese text because
应当翻作是借此，我希望是怎么样翻错的这个字。
In another version it says for by this.
借此这个词是指什么呢？
And so what are these? Well, for by these, what are these?
也就是借了怎么样基督的荣耀，基督的美德怎么样，他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给了我们。
So that through his glory and his excellence he has really given us his wonderful, his precious, his magnificent promises.
使我们能够与他的性情有份。
And so that we can be partakers of his divine nature.
我们很多时候基督徒怎么样？只要福分，只要恩典平安，而不想认识神。
A lot of times we as Christians we just want the blessings, want the peace, and we don't really know him.
我们只要恩典平安而不付代价。
We want the blessings, we want the peace, but we are not willing to pay the price.
我们认识我们的主耶稣基督，我们要付上代价的。
We want to know our Lord Jesus Christ, but we need to pay a price for it.
因为我们要在各种不同的情况之下体会他，认识他。
Through all kinds of circumstances, we really want to have a knowledge of him, to understand him.
所以我们知道卓越，追求卓越的这个卓越的定义是什么。
So we know what the definition of striving for excellence is.
是基督的荣耀跟基督的美德。
This is the glory of Christ and his excellence.
也就是说基督的属性，也就是说要像基督。
Oh, that is the characteristics, the attributes of Christ, and so we need to be emulating and following after him.
所以我们要开到水深之处的话，我们怎么样付上代价，我们要认识基督，要像基督。
So in order to launch out in the deep, we need to pay the price. We need to know him first.
第二个角度，彼得告诉我们要追求哪些卓越，如何追求卓越。
And then Peter tells us how are we to actually strive for the excellence, which areas?
彼得怕我们觉得太笼统好像要认识基督，要像基督太笼统，到底像哪几个方面呢？他讲七个方面。
And so he describes seven specific points here, so that we don't just talk about generalities.
彼得讲七点。
And there are seven points here.
常常跟我不知道你没听过黄慈牧师讲到，都是七点。
Reverend Wang Tse always preaches on seven points.
彼得这边讲七点。
And Peter here has seven points.
他讲这七点，第一点是德行。
And the first one that he has here is moral excellence or virtue.
就是道德上的卓越。
And this is the moral excellence.
一个真正敬畏神的人，他的态度与行为怎么样？应当像神。
His attitude and his actions, he needs to be like the Lord.
第二点，彼得讲是知识。
And the second one that he has is a knowledge.
这个知识不只是怎么样认识神得救的那个知识。
This is not just the salvation knowledge of God.
乃是指智慧跟能够分辨的知识。
This is also wisdom and the ability to distinguish.
真正一个属灵的人怎么样？他是有智慧的一个人。
A spiritual man has wisdom also.
他是能分辨的人。
He is able to discern.
我感谢主，让我有机会到各个教会不同的地方讲道。
I thank the Lord that I have an opportunity to go to many churches to preach.
有一次我到加州一个教会去讲道。
One time I went to California to preach there.
他们告诉我他们要建堂了。
They told me that they wanted to establish or build a new building.
我觉得感谢主，我讲你们建堂要建多少大的堂。
And I said, praise the Lord, how large a church do you want to build?
因为他们只有80个人教会。
Because there are only 80 members in that church.
他讲我们125万的一个教会。
We want to build a church building of 1.25 million.
他讲那你们现在有多少钱？我问他。
I asked him, how much money do you have?
他讲我们现在有40万。
And he says, we have $400,000 at the moment.
那我讲你们其他的85万不够的，你怎么办？
And he said, what about the other $800,000?
大家，我们跟我们的牧长一同都觉得我们向银行借。
And we talked with our shepherd, and we decided that we would go and loan it from the bank.
这个是4年前的事情了。
This is something that happened 4 years ago.
当时我回来的时候就很为他们紧张。
And when I went back, I was very worried for them.
80个人聚会的，要借85万的债。
For an 80-member church to borrow $850,000.
我在神面前为这个传道人祷告。
I prayed for this pastor.
过了2年，堂建好了。
2 years later, the building was built.
果然，他们借了85万。
Sure enough, they had borrowed $850,000.
他们也请他们的牧师走路了。
They also asked their pastor to leave.
弟兄姐妹们，多少时候我们做传道的人都没有怎么样分辨的知识。
Sometimes our leaders don't have the discernment ability.
如果我们教会借85万的话，只有80个人的话
，Our church is 80 people and we borrow $850,000.
我帮他们算了一下
，I just calculated to them.
我跟他们的长执会的主席跟他们讲
，I talked to the chairman of the deacons committee.
我讲你每个星期奉献来的1块钱
，Every week you give a dollar.
你要把7.5毛给银行。
You have to put 75 cents into the bank to give to the bank.
这个是没有智慧的一个决定。
This is not a wise decision.
弟兄姐妹们，彼得在这边讲，我们要有德行。
And Peter says here that we are to have a virtue.
我们要有知识。
We are to have knowledge.
这个知识不只是怎么样认识神的那个知识。
Not only this knowledge is the knowledge of God.
教会，我们的家庭，我们这个人做事情，任何的决定怎么样，都是怎么样，都是需要这个知识，分辨的知识。
Whatever we do in all of life, we really need to have knowledge and wisdom and discernment.
如果你在一个教会是个欠债，是个怎么样用 credit card 的一个教会的话
，If you are a church that lives on a credit card.
或者是用一个很 heavy 的一个 bond 来维持这个教会的话
or to buy a very heavy bond in order to support the church
你怎么能够叫弟兄姐妹过简朴的生活
how can indeed we have the brothers and sisters lead their lives
你怎么能够叫弟兄姐妹来奉献呢
and how are we to ask them to give of their offering
他也一样他的房子怎么样他的房子怎么样是50万的房子我们那边有长老是50几万的房子
We have elders there that have $500,000 homes.
我不知道他怎么样能够带领教会说我们过简朴的生活。
How can we tell them to guide their churches in a very frugal way, simple life.
我跟你讲，在知识上面，在彼得就要跟人家讲没有分辨的知识，这些长老。
And so indeed, these elders did not have the wisdom of discernment.
这些传道人没有分辨的知识。
Ministers do not have the discernment ability.
我们现在教会里面怎么样？教会要造得大。
And our church, we want to build it bigger and bigger.
没有说我们教会怎么样？教会做的简朴。
Do we think about our churches being simple?
怎么样？基督的美德怎么样？我分辨的知识。
And so in the excellence of Christ,
保罗最重视这方面。
Peter indeed emphasizes very much.
保罗跟腓立比的教会这样讲。
Paul talks to the Philippian church and he says it in the same way.
他讲我所祷告的是什么呢？就是要叫你们的爱心在知识和各样的见识上多而又多，是腓立比书第一章九节十节。
Philippians chapter 1, verse 9 and 10.
我所祷告的就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样的见识上多而又多，使你们能够分辨是非。
And he says, and this I pray that you, your love may abound and still more and more in real knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve the things that are excellent.
我们有了德行，彼得讲，我们要有知识。
And when we have indeed a virtue, we also need to have knowledge.
有了知识，要加上节制。
And also after knowledge, we need to have self-control.
这边的节制讲，不要为事物缠身的那种自由，要有不为事物所缠身的。
We don't want to be encumbered by all the things of the things, the material things.
也就是保罗怎么样？保罗跟提摩太讲。
And Paul indeed talked to told Timothy.
你要像一个当兵的一样。
You need to be like a soldier.
不要被事物缠身。
You don't want to be encumbered, to be enwrapped by the material things.
当时保罗跟彼得都指的都是在情欲上，特别指性欲上的要节制。
Particularly Paul was talking about self-control in the areas of sexual habits.
在我们这个时代里面，当然性欲方面一样要节制。
We know that in this society, particularly lust is a difficult problem.
但是我想，对我们中间很多的基督徒来讲，也许其他方面要节制。
But in the Christian brothers and sisters here, we need to think about self-control and many other things too.
特别在美国，很多教会、中国教会的知识分子们怎么样？工作上面你要节制，时间上面你要能够控制自己。
We need to be able to control our time and our work, our habits.
如果在带领教会的弟兄姐妹们、长子们，他们自己被事物缠身的话
，In the leadership of the church, elders and deacons, if they are encumbered by their the things of the world and all the other needs,
彼得在这边要讲话呢。
And Peter here is telling them,
你不但要有分辨的知识，你要先怎么样？你也不要为事物缠身。
You need also to have discernment spiritually, and but you also need to not be encumbered by the material things of this world.
你知道传说里面讲。这个亚历山大的父亲 Philips 要选一个王子来接他的皇位的时候
and the story goes that Alexander the Great's father Philip had a selection while he was thinking about the prince.
很多个儿子都是武艺很好的
there were many sons and they were all good.
要选哪一个呢？
Very good in skills of warfare. And which one was he to select?
所以他出了一个问题，来想办法叫他们来解决。
And so he wanted to give them a question so that to see which one of them would answer it.
所以把这些王子都叫到前面来。
And so he had all the princes out and gave them the question.
大臣都在旁边看。
And all the great lords were around there watching.
好，然后他就叫两个兵怎么样，抬了一个很粗的绳子过来。
And so he brought two of the soldiers brought out a very large rope.
那这个绳子的中间一个很大的结。
And so in the center of this rope was a large knot.
所以菲利普王就讲。
And so King Philip said,
我中间哪一个儿子把这个结打开的话，他就接我的王位。
So who can untie this knot will be the one who succeeds me.
一个一个都解不开。
And none of them could untie the knot.
轮到亚历山大。
And when Alexander came,
连走都不走到前面去。
He didn't even come to the front there.
他拿起的剑就对准了中间一刀两断。
And he just took out a sword and he just cut it in two.
弟兄姐妹们
brothers and sisters,
多少时候我们是被事物缠身的
？A lot of times, indeed, we are encumbered by the material things of life.
缠身到一个地步，一年一次的退休会你都没有办法，明天请个假。
So in So encumbered by the things of life that we can't even take off one day to come to a retreat.
那你还要开到水深之处做什么？
Then how can we indeed launch out into the deep?
这是你一年一次，如果你在神面前祷告，求这一次给你新的意象给你看到。
This is once a year, so maybe Lord indeed give you that vision so that you can see that.
从头到尾在这里专心地寻求神的旨意。
From beginning to the end, that you would seriously listen to the word of God.
你不是来这边听听说说。
Not just to listen to this or that.
你也不是在这边看戏的。
And just not to come here just to watch a play.
你在这边寻求神的旨意，来张开你自己的眼睛。
So that you can come here and seek the will of God, and you can open up your eyes.
弟兄姐妹，很多我们中间的没有办法怎么样，事物缠身。
dear brothers and sisters, indeed many of us are so encumbered by the things of the world.
你要能够开到水深之处。
You need to launch out into the deep.
你要能够追求卓越的话。
You need to strive for excellence.
你必须像亚历山大的一样，我一刀拿起来，一刀两断。
You need to be like Alexander the Great and just with one sword, one cut.
什么东西捆绑了你？
What is the thing that binds you?
是情欲是最捆绑的你吗？
Is it desires or is it sin that encumbers you?
是金钱捆绑的你吗？
Is it wealth and money that encumbers you?
还是你的工作捆绑的你？
It is the work that entangles you.
我常常到各地讲道的时候讲。
Many places when I go and preach.
现在的社会越来越宗教化。
Times have made it so that many of the things of the world are kind of tied in with religion.
而现在的怎么样？教会越来越怎么样？世俗化。
And then the church has become more secularized.
现在的公司要你怎么样尽心尽性尽意爱你的公司。
The many companies want you to love your company with all your heart, your mind, and your soul.
我常常到香港去。
Many times I go to Hong Kong.
我香港有一个侍奉我很喜欢。
And there's a special ministry there that I really like.
叫短宣运动。
This is a campaign for short-term missions work.
当初吴祖光牧师在香港的时候开始idea.
Reverend Wu there started this work there.
他讲为什么这些摩门教的人他们可以怎么样两年送给神？
Why is it that the Mormons can send their young people off for 2 years for their God?
为什么我们基督徒不能两年奉献给神？
Why is it that Christians cannot send 2 years off for God?
所以他在香港开始的这个工作，短宣的工作，在平安福音堂。通通开始很多这个工作。
And so in his church, he started this work so that he could send people off for 2 years.
找基督徒中间向你们挑战，有没有愿意把两年拿出来
？I want to challenge Christians here. Are you willing to give up 2 years of your life to the Lord?
哦，很多人去。
Many people came.
我跟短宣的负责人交谈的时候
，I talked to some of these people on the short-term missions.
我问他，你短宣的人参加之后，有多少变成长宣了、永宣了？
And I asked them how many of these people have become long-term missions people.
60% 的人留下来，长期的宣道。
He said 60% of them become long-term missionaries.
感谢主，短宣的运动在加拿大已经开始了。
Thank the Lord that this work has begun in Canada.
我求主能够带到怎么样？带到美国来。
I trust that the Lord will bring this to America, to the U.S. also.
我也在神面前祷告说，北美的基督徒们能够参与这短宣的工作，两年拿出来。
And I also pray that the Christians of North America will join in this two-year mission, short-term missions work.
你知道，因为我也神答应了我的祷告。
Because the Lord has answered my prayer.
今年三月的时候。
In March of this year.
我到一个地方讲道。
I went to a place to preach.
我在 Chicago 讲道。
I was preaching in Chicago.
那时候，人家已经告诉我，在 AT&T 公司有很多知道 AT&T 大概要给我一个 contract， 因为我常常讲 AT&T。
I always talk about AT&T. I think the AT&T company should give me a contract.
AT&T, the executive vice president 写了一封信给所有 AT&T 人。
Executive vice president of AT&T, he wrote a letter to all his people.
我们中间有没有 AT&T 的举下手？
How many people have AT&T?
你不要怕羞。
No need to be shy.
这几位啊，就是说怎么样？你们可以 take 这个休假年，可以 up to 2年。
He said to them that you can take off for 2 years.
但是我只给你们怎么样？两次机会，四月跟八月里面，今年四月跟八月你们做这个决定。
But you have to make it two decision points, one in April and one in August.
我们中间怎么样？四月的已经过了。
We have passed April now.
八月你还可以。
August we have a chance.
他可以怎么样？把你所有的保险怎么样？保险 dental insurance 通通pay 这两年 up to 2 years.
All your insurance and all your dental payments, all those can be covered for those 2 years.
你不要小看这保险啊。
Don't minimize the value of your insurance.
我的保险是最低的 Blue Cross 的最低级的一种保险。
My insurance is the lowest Blue Cross coverage.
我付550块钱一个月。我家里面现在只有四个人保。
I've only 4 people in my family, and we have to pay $550 a month.
AT&T 愿意付你 up to 2年所有的保险。
And AT&T is willing to pay for 2 years of this insurance for you.
Guarantee 你回来的时候怎么样？在你的 department。尽量安置你原来的工作给你。
And it will guarantee your work when you return.
所以我知道这个事情，在 New Jersey 知道，我到怎么样 Chicago 讲的时候 ，Chicago 刚刚好那个教会里面大概很多都是 AT&T 的。
And in Chicago, in the church that I went to, there are many people that were part of AT&T.
所以我就跟我们中间一个熟的讲，你去把那个 Executive Vice President 的封信给我一份。
And I asked my friend, I said, so why don't you show me the letter from the AT&T
people? 所以我在哪里封拿来了。
And so I got the letter.
啊、我跟我的同工更新传道会同工开玩笑说我要把它翻译出来啊登在我们的更新刊物上面。
And so I joked to my co-worker, so let me just translate it out and publish it in the Renewal Ministries newsletter.
因为我祷告了很久为这件事情祷告。
Because I've been praying about this for many years.
AT&T 这封信上面这个人写的信上面写得很好。
The way he wrote this letter was very, very good.
他讲我让你在这一生中间怎么样你想做而一直没有办法做的事情你可以在这两年中间做。
You can do in these 2 years what you've always wanted to do in your life and you couldn't do.
你们刚才唱过了首诗歌了对不对随便你到哪里去我都愿意去。
You just sang a song that wherever you ask me to go, I will go.
我愿意去。
I'm willing to go.
我跟他们挑战说。
I challenge them.
你愿不愿意你 take 一个 leave 你去。
You want to take a leave and go.
做一个短宣运动。
To be part of the short.
到工厂里面去。
To go out to the mission field.
到怎么样辅助教会的机构去
to places that are supporting of churches,
在教会里面如果教会里面没有传道人的话
to places that don't have a minister,
我们中间很多个教会里面没有传道人
there are many places that don't have a minister,
我从 New Jersey 至少怎么样现在已经一个也快有两个教会没有传道人在我们但是中区 New Jersey 中区
just in the middle of New Jersey I know that there are two churches that don't have any ministers
哦，你说我愿意 take 怎么样 take 两年 off 为你我来怎么样我来
Into the deep.
弟兄姐妹们彼得在这边讲我们要有怎么样要有美德德要有德行德行之后要加上知识知识要加上节制我们对工作上面我们要节制
and here says we need to have virtue and knowledge and self-control we need to have self-control in our work
第四个德行是忍耐
and the fourth is perseverance
忍耐是指的面对苦难跟邪恶的那种耐力跟勇气
Suffering, we have difficulties, we're willing to have a perseverance.
这并不是讲我们个人的勇气。
This is not the courage of our personal courage.
乃是指信徒对神的信心。
And this is the faith that the believers have in the Lord.
也是跟信徒对神的应许的那种盼望。
And this is the hope that believers have in our Lord.
忍耐。
This is the perseverance or patience.
第五个前进。
And in the fifth, godliness.
对神敬畏的那可信。
So that we have indeed fear of our Lord, a respect of our Lord.
第六，爱弟兄的心。
And number six, we have a brotherly kindness.
原文里面的爱弟兄的心就是 Philadelphia, huh?
And this is a philos kind of love.
带爱弟兄的心。第七个，最后是爱众人的心。这边叫 agape, divine love.
It's a divine love, the agape love.
也就是爱是最终的一个。
That is the final love, the love of others.
弟兄姐妹，我告诉你。
Dear brothers and sisters, I tell you,
这是基督的美德。
This is the excellence, the virtue of Christ.
彼得为了要叫我们知道怎么样能够模仿认识基督，他讲了这七点。
How we to emulate Christ? Peter tells us these 7 points.
基督的美德还不止这七点。
Of course, the excellence, the virtue of Christ is not only these 7 points.
只是从七个不同的角度、不同的层面来讲到基督的美德。
But it's only through these 7 points to give an idea of what Christ is like.
我跟你讲，今日在北美的中国教会出的问题的话
，I want to let you know that in the North American churches, the problems in the churches are.
啊，都常常不是神学的问题啊。
It's not a theological question.
啊，常常是人的问题。
It is a question of people.
是人没有怎么样，没有基督的形象，基督的美德。
That is, people do not have the characteristics of Christ.
不论是传道人不论长子们怎么样双方在德行上操练的不够
and it is where the ministers or deacons they do not have the discipline the virtues of Christ
彼得让我们看到作乐的一个目标是神的性情
and Peter tells us here that the goal of our the excellence is the characteristic the excellence of Christ
彼得讲我们在追求的事要从几个角度我们 来注意
and so inStriving for excellence, Peter here describes these different angles.
第一个彼得讲怎么样？这一切都要以信心为基础。第五节里面讲。
In verse 5 it says all of this has to be in faith.
这七个德行通通怎么样？要靠着信心来怎么样？来建立得到的。
And so all of these depend on faith to supply it.
这是什么意思？
Yeah, what does this mean?
我想彼得在这边讲的话，就让我们看到了怎么样？这些德行有它的 impossibility， 有它难达到的地方。
Indeed, in all of these characteristics, there are these difficulties and impossibilities.
你讲为什么是不能达到、难达到的 ？Impossibility 在哪里呢
？And what indeed is the impossibility of reaching this goal?
彼得在第四节里面后半节讲，因为怎么样？因为我们有情欲的败坏，我们是一个 corrupted body。
Because indeed, we have the corruption of lust of this world, and so we have a corrupt body.
所以我们要追求这个目标的时候，我们知道有它的 impossibility。我们面对的怎么样 ？Impossibility。
So striving for this goal is difficult because there are these impossibilities.
也因为这个 impossibility， 所以这些美德怎么样？跟希腊的怎么样伦理观不一样
？And so of this is quite different from the Hellenistic concepts.
因为这是建立在信心上面。我们知道有它的 impossibility， 我们是凭着信心怎么样去向前来追求的。
Even though we know that it is difficult and impossible by concept, yet we strive after them.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要有了，要有面对的 impossibility 那种勇气。
And as we need to have the courage to face these difficulties and impossibilities.
那你讲，我们看到前面不可能的事情，怎么能给我们勇气去呢？
How can we face them? How do you ask if we consider them to be impossible?
你看彼得同时怎么样，又让我们看到 given the impossibility， 我们 facing impossibility， 他给我们怎么样 given the possibility。又给我们可能性让我们看到
And yet Peter here describes the possibilities in the impossibility
你看在第三节里面讲他讲神的神能已经给我们的一切怎么样近前要开到水深之处的那个钥匙已经给我们了
And so in verse 3 it tells us the secret or the key of trying to launch into the deep because it says it is through the divine power that is granted to us
神的能力 divine power
God's power, the divine power is given to us.
不但第三节告诉我们有 divine power, 第四节也告诉我们这是应许给我们的 promise.
And in verse 4, it tells us not only was it given to us, it is a promise to us.
所以彼得在、所以保罗讲怎么样？我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
And Paul elsewhere says that I can do all things through the one who gives me the strength to do it.
因为保罗知道那个 impossibility, 也知道那个 possibility.
Paul also sees the impossibility, but also the possibility in the impossibility.
如果二十年前啊，我的朋友知道我要做牧师的话，他们不会相信。
If 20 years ago my friends knew I was going to be a pastor, they would not have believed it.
不要讲二十年前，我的同学这样讲。十年前，我同一个教会的人讲我一定要做牧师，不可能的事情。
Not only that, 10 years ago, my co-workers in church would not have believed that I would become a pastor.
那为什么不可能呢
Why not?
因为我的个性实在不会，不能够做牧师。
Because in my temperament, I am not a pastor.
因为首先怎么样，我怕打电话，我怕电话。
First, I fear the telephone.
第二，我有点怕人，我也不大愿意跟生人多接触。
Secondly, I'm shy. I don't really want to contact other people. I don't know very well.
第三方面，我的个性很强，我是对事好，对人不大好，对人不大行。
Third, I am very heart-driven. I do things well, but I'm not that well in dealing with people.
所以神叫我在更新传道会怎么样服事。
And so the Lord gave me the responsibility of the renewal ministries there.
我知道我的 limitation, 那个 impossibility.
I know my limitations. I know my impossibilities.
但是神在怎么样？神在五年前就把牧会的心意放在里面。我以前从来不会想到我要去牧会。
Five years ago, the Lord gave me this burden to pastor, and I never thought I would be having the gift to pastor.
我祷告了四年半，都没有一个教会要你请我。
I prayed for 4.5 years, but there was no church that wanted to invite me.
而最近我们附近的教会也没有一个要请我。
And even recently, the churches around me, they didn't invite me.
连我们更新传道会董事的教会也没有要请我。我们董事石怀东弟兄，董事长在这边也没有要请我。
Even the deacon, even the deacon chairman is here, and our deacons in our renewal ministry didn't invite me.
因为他们看到我要做牧师的话，有了 impossibility.
Because they saw that the impossibility of my becoming a pastor.
所以你知道我四年。前在神面前祷告求神赐给我教会迫切的求神赐给我的教会
And so 4 years ago I prayed to God to give me a church very pleaded with God
后来、我们在神学院一个朋友告诉我说、在我们附近有30、分钟开车有一个美国教会需要牧师是个浸信会你有没有兴趣
And so my friend suggested to me, he said, about 30 minutes away from my home, that there's an American Baptist church that needs a pastor. Do you want to go there? And so for that church, 4 years ago, I prayed. And no one invited me either.
我知道我自己有限制, 有 limitations.
I knew of my limitations.
但是怎么样, 感谢主, 我凭着信心, 知道他要带领我这个教会去, 我现在在牧会半年。
But I pray to the Lord, I have confidence, I have faith, I am working with the church now.
我也凭着信心, 明天回去的时候, 那个教会, 仍然, 我跟可以去牧会, 因为这一次我们同工通通出来, 是我们是空城计, 对不对?
In faith, I've left my church, and tomorrow I'm going back to the church. I hope that they still want me back.
弟兄姐妹们, 这个叫做彼得讲的一切的美德怎么样? 是凭信心为基础的, 因为我们看到怎么样? Impossibility, 但是我们也知道有 possibility.
Indeed, Peter here is telling us that yes, there are all these impossibilities, but there is a possibility.
神要叫我们在信心上有操练,
so God wants us to have a discipline in our faith.
要我们 beyond personality.
We want to do it beyond our personality.
要我们 beyond our ability.
Beyond our ability,
yeah, 神要叫我们 beyond our faith,
faith.
以信心为建造的基础。
And so indeed we need to have a foundation on our faith.
不但这七德要以信心为建造的基础, 也要以爱为全德的联络。
And so not only is it to be based on faith, it has to be coordinated, wrapped up together.
哪一个角度怎么样, 有点亏损不够的时候, 你要把爱来弥补过去。
Of any of that, that has to use our love to overcome all of that.
第七节讲, 要加上爱众人的心, 是最崇高的德行。
And in verse 7 it says, yeah, this love of others is agape love, that is the highest form of love.
难怪怎么样, 保罗怎么讲? 保罗在哥罗西书3章14节里面讲, 爱心就是联络全德的。
And then Paul in Corinthians talks about the fact that love is the one that is really encumbering of all the virtues.
我们不但是以信心为基础，以爱为全德的联络。我们的目标也是基督的品格。 我们要 be like Christ.
And so love is really the final embodiment of all of this, and we need to be like Christ.
也就是讲，我们追求卓越是什么？
And so as we strive for excellence, what is it?
也就是追求神的性情。
This is to strive after God's attributes, characteristics of God.
也就是讲，怎么样做一个人？ How to be a man?
How to indeed be a man.
这是神的眼光中间，我们应当做一个怎么样的一个人？
And so in God's eyes, how are we to be a person?
弟兄姐妹们，我不管你有多少学问。
No one, no matter what kind of intellectual and academic achievement.
我不管你有多少degree。
How many degrees you have.
我不管你信主信了多久。
Or how long you've known the Lord.
我不管你是怎么样的传道的。
And what kind of a preacher that you are.
神所看的不是这一切。
And what the Lord sees is not any of this.
神所看的你是这个人是不是好，你知不知道如何做一个 how to be a man?
And Lord wants to see how you know to be a person, a man.
他要看你这个人有没有基督的形象。
Do you have the fragrance of the Lord?
我们出了一本书，两本书我们很喜欢的书。
We have put out two books that we like very much.
这次我的同工们特地带了好多箱的书放在底下。
Our co-workers have brought many of these books along.
这两本书都是一个外科医生写的, 叫 Paul Brandt.
One of them is written by Paul Brandt, a surgeon.
我去年去了两次到 Louisiana 去。
I went to Louisiana twice.
我到 Baton Rouge 的时候。
I went to Baton Rouge.
那边有几个中国的 visiting scholar, 他们去就是 Paul Brandt Institute 在那边。
And several of the visiting scholars are from China, they went there to Paul Brandt's Institute.
Paul Brandt 是一个怎么样? 宣教士, 是一个医生, 外科医生。
He was a surgeon and missionary.
他是一个世界的麻风病的专家。
He is an expert in leprosy.
他在写这两本书的时候, 怎么样? 从医生, 外科医生的角度来描写神的怎么样? 一本书叫做神的形象, 一本书叫神的杰作。
And in the two books that he wrote, one of his in his image and one of his in his excellence.
Wonderful and fearfully made.
Fearfully made.
他在神的形象这本书里面讲了一个见证。
One of them which is written in his image, he writes.
他的母亲也是一个 missionary, 也是个医生。
He says his mother was also a missionary, a doctor too.
他们在印度怎么样山上这个村庄里面去做宣道士。
They are working in a village in the mountains of India.
他讲从小他在家里面他就知道家里面没有禁止的。
And he knows that in the family there is no
mirrors
in the home.
他讲你知道为什么我们家不放镜子的。
Why do we not have mirrors in our home?
他讲我母亲讲的不要有镜子。
My mother had said that don't have any mirrors.
因为他的母亲因为做宣教士的关系常常从山上摔下来就是身上脸都是摔的弯曲的。
And so because her mother would come down from the hills and be injured a lot of times.
他讲我的母亲是个美人从前。
My mother was very beautiful before.
他讲我不是来吹我们小孩都讲自己妈妈是最美的。他讲我不是这样讲不是吹。
Many people would brag about their mothers.
他讲我可以
I'm not bragging.
我可以把我母亲以前的照片给你看。
I can show you her pictures.
但是怎么样他我们家里面没有镜子。
The home doesn't have mirrors.
他讲有一次他过75岁的时候他母亲75岁了在山上。
And when the mother was 75 years old up in the mountains, after climbing many mountains to find his mother, he said to her, Mother, you're already 75 years old, you should retire. She said to him, I will not retire, this is what God has given to me, the people. So he went again to talk to his mother.
爬爬爬爬到山顶上面，才找到一个村庄里面。在那个地方看到一群的印度的土人坐在地上
and he went up there and he saw his mother surrounded by all the multitudes of Indians
有很多坐在矮墙上面一些小孩子
and a lot of children sitting around on the walls there
小孩老人壮年人都坐在地上他妈妈坐在中间
children old people are all sitting around and his mother sitting in the middle
这些山包都围着他的妈妈
all these people surrounding his mother
他妈妈在那里讲耶稣的故事
Mother was teaching them about Jesus.
每一个人他注意到他在那边观看是每一个人在专心听他的妈妈的话
And you can see that all these people were concentrating their eyes on him
每一个人的脸孔都是笑眼的有盼望的
And all these people had hope in their eyes as they watched his mother
他讲在那一刻钟的时候他讲从这些人的眼睛中间他看到了怎么样他妈妈的形象
And through the eyes of the people there he could see his mother's image
他妈妈的形象有基督的形象
Mother's image, there was the image of Christ.
因为他妈妈怎么样，把他的一生怎么样，都奉献给耶稣。
Because his mother has already given her life to the Lord.
因为在他妈妈的身上，他看到了基督的美德。
And so from his mother, he could see the virtues, the excellence of Christ.
他在他的妈妈身上看到了基督的荣耀。
He could see the glory of Christ in his mother.
他因为怎么样，他妈妈怎么样？把那个福音给带给穷人们听。
Because his mother brought the gospel to the poor.
那些没有盼望的人能够有勇气，知道怎么样活下去。
So the hopeless people could have the courage to live on.
不但他们有勇气活下去，他们也知道如何活下去。
And not only would they have the courage to live on, but they would know how to live on.
他们不但知道如何活下去，也知道有什么盼望使他们怎么样能永远的活下去。
And not only would they know how to live on, they would have the hope that they can live eternally onwards.
这个就是追求卓越所带给我们的。
And this is what striving after excellence will attain.
保罗啊，彼得在第三角度里面告诉我们追求卓越的奖赏是什么。
And then in the third section, Peter then describes the rewards of excellence.
很快的，我们在这边看这三个奖赏，在这边让我们看到。
There are three particular rewards that we want to read here.
第八节我们看到是带来丰盛的生命 ，fruitfulness.
It says it gives you fruitfulness. It says if these qualities are yours and they're increasing, they render you neither useless nor unfruitful.
这个充充足足这几个字在希腊文里面是个 present participle, 是继续不断的在那里增加。
Increasing in the old Greek original, it actually talks about it as a present participle that is increasing, continually increasing.
也就是讲，我们的信徒怎么样在认识基督的工作上是继续不断的在增加。
And so in our work in Christ, indeed, this work will continue to increase.
以致这样的不至于闲懒不结果子。
And so that there will not be uselessness and there will not be unfruitfulness.
不结果子懒散，就是讲这些信徒也没有追求的心。
Lazy, useless, we would not be really striving after this.
我这次特别带来了60本，一本我们出的新书叫《一颗追求的心》。
And we brought 60 of these books along, which is seeking, striving.
我想你们中间有些已经离开的啊，可以买一本这个，送给他《一颗追求的心》。
Buy one of these books to give to them.
我们中间的也需要看一下一颗追求的心。
You might want to read it.
在这个作者是我神学院 Westminster 的老师，系统神学的老师。
This is my mentor in the seminary in the Westminster.
他把认识神，把整个 doctrine of God 用深入浅出的方式写出来。
This describes the doctrine of God in a very complete way, in a very deep way, and yet a profound way, and yet a very simple way.
最后他在结束的讲的时候，这一章的时候在讲我们要怎么样纪念神。
And one of the verses it talks about here is how to remember God.
我们不能忘记神。
We cannot forget God.
他讲现在的信徒怎么样，已经被塑造成世界的模式了。
And indeed, the Christians need to be a model.
The Christians are already being shaped.In the shape of the society.
Unfortunately, Christians are shaped of the society.
我们的现在的信徒怎么样？跟世界上的人一样，不肯做长时间的承诺。Commitment.
We don't want to make a long-term commitment.
你知道这是现代社会的现象。
This is the kind of society that we live in now.
在这个世界里面怎么样？我们对我们的职业，我们对甚至对我们的婚姻都不肯做永久的承诺。
In our work, in our career, even our marriage, we don't want to make a long-term commitment.
我们成了一个怎么样？什么都不肯承诺的一个人。
The kind of life that we lead, we don't want to make this commitment for a long time.
你知道这种思想渐渐地潜入到教会里面。
And this kind of thinking has already permeated into the church.
我有一次跟 Bell Labs 的一个主管在谈话。
I talked to a manager at Bell Labs once.
他非常的忙。
He was very busy.
这个主管告诉我，他讲有两个方式，我们是管理的人的一个，我们被训练成的一个两个路，告诉我。
And there's two rules in regard to management that we've been trained.
他讲 rule number one， 第一个原则。
And rule number one is，
你遇到很多压力，很多的人要叫你要 information， 要叫蹲式。他讲 rule number one， 尽量避免任何的承诺 ，never promise anything。
We have so many demands, so many inquiries, so many things that people demand of us. The first rule is don't promise anything.
你要让那个承诺的责任放在对方，而不要你自己。
And the first thing is to make them promise something and not you promise something.
我想你举个例子来。
Why don't you give me an example?
你想，譬如我给了一个 presentation 很好。
Just well, maybe if when I make a presentation that's very good.
马上就有人怎么样？就有人原来要我这个 paper。
And so all of a sudden, someone wants my paper.
我讲你不是很好吗？你马上给他们呢。
I said that's good. We can give them your paper.
他讲没这么简单。
Yeah, not that simple.
我讲为什么呢？
Why not?
他讲你怎么样？名字拿来之后，你回来之后一下子二十几个，你还要发信的什么？他讲这个太麻烦，你没有这个时间跟他们来的。
And otherwise, if I do that, then I'll have to send off 20 some letters. And this is too much trouble.
他讲如果呢要资料的话，
if they want the material,
你跟他讲 send a memo to me.
You say send me a memo.
我一方面我也有记录，那这个记录还可以拿来给我的 boss 来看。你看，人家呢写信要我的 paper。
And then I can do a record. I can also show it to my boss. Look, somebody's asking for this paper.
他可能随口讲讲。如果他真的诚心怎么样要来要的话，他自己写信，让这个责任放在对方。
If they're really sincere, they're serious about this, they can write the letter and they'll show it.
Rule number one 呢？
Rule number one.
Rule number two， 他告诉我。
Rule number two.
万不得已，他一直逼你要承诺的时候，你怎么办？
If really, they really want you to promise something, what do you do?
他讲你要这样。
This is what you do.
你只能答应他，我告诉你我哪一天要做决定。
You can then tell them that I will make a decision by a certain time.
因为他一直push你要你做决定，你讲我可以告诉你我要在怎么样，我要在7月15号让我想一想做一个决定，但是呢你7月15号的时候再打个电话给我，把责任再交给他。他不打电话来，我也不没有责任。
So throw the responsibility back to them again and said, I'm going to make a decision on July 15th, and you call me then. And if they don't call you, then that's it.
我讲，那你难怪可以做很多事情啊，都是人家的责任，你没有责任。
There's no wonder you can do a lot of things because there's always somebody else's responsibility anyway.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这也是成为我们教会的问题。
And this is really the problem of our church also, brothers and sisters.
连 commitment 都没有办法。
We don't even have a commitment.
连承诺都没有办法承诺。
We really don't even promise.
弟兄姐妹们，难怪怎么样？彼得要勉励我们要追求做云。
And so indeed, Peter here really reminds us that we need to strive for excellence.
我们今天晚上看到了彼得的见证。
And so we see here the testimony of Peter.
我们看昨天我们思想到彼得怎么样被呼召。
We see how Peter was indeed called.
主耶稣跟他讲不要怕，从今之后你要得人了。
And because Jesus said to him, do not fear, for from now on you will be catches of men.
我们看到彼得的反应，他们把两只船弄了岸，就撇下所有的跟从了耶稣。
Peter indeed left his boat and left everything and followed Jesus.
彼得走上了一条路，不能再回头的路 ，no return.
He really went on a road of no return.
彼得走上了一条是怎么样付代价的路 ，costly road.
He went on a road that was costly.
那个不单单怎么样，你跟我奉献的时候，不单单我们要需要把我们的职业停下来放弃。
Not only we have to leave our career, our profession.
你知道，当我奉献要离开我的教职的时候。
And when I had to leave my profession, my work,
我要把我所有的 office file cabinet 我要清理。
I had to clean out all my office file cabinets.
我拿了很大一个 garbage can.
I took a very large garbage can.
所以我把这个 file cabinet 拿出来。
And took out the file cabinet.
我有一个习惯，我每次写完的 paper， 每一个 research project， 我放在一个 file pocket 里面。我很喜欢 file pockets.、
I love file pockets. So after every research project, I will file them in this file pocket.
我出的 paper， 我的所有的计算，所有的 calculation， 所有的 slides， 通通 transparency 都放在一个 pocket 里面。
All my slides, my calculations, everything I put into this pocket.
当我奉献的时候
，When I offered myself to the Lord，
我一个一个 pocket 把它丢到 garbage can。
Each part of the pockets I took out and threw in the garbage can。
每一个 pocket 是$10,000的 grand 的钱，至少。
And each one was $50,000 US of each research project.
二十几个、三十几个 pocket， 我丢到干净。
20-30 of these I threw away.
撇下所有的，跟从了耶稣。
I left everything to follow after Jesus.
但是这一些还不算什么。
And yet this is not much.
因为我们说走的路不但是一个不能回头的路，不但是一个付代价的路，而且是一个流泪的路。
Not only is this a road that you cannot return, this is a road that you will follow after. It is also a road of tears.
昨天晚上有一对夫妇，他有心要奉献，他来跟我谈。
There was a couple last night who had a desire to offer themselves, and they came to talk to me.
我跟每一位要奉献的人，我没有鼓励他，我要告诉他，这是一条很流泪的路。
And before they offer themselves, I always warn people. I say, you know, this is a road of tears.
他们一直要问流泪是哪方面流泪。
And they and they ask me, well, which aspect of tears is this?
彼得在这边让我们看到怎么样，他撇下所有跟随了耶稣，他流眼泪。
And so Peter, when he followed after Jesus, he had tears.
你知道彼得怎么样？彼得的时候还问过这句话，意思说：“看哪，我们已经撇下一切，所有的跟从你，将来我们还要得的什么呢？”
And then Peter asked of the Lord, "Lord, we have left everything and followed after you. What more? What will we have?"
感谢主啊！主耶稣基督没有转过身来，主耶稣每次转过身来就要骂人了。
We thank the Lord that that occasion, Jesus did not turn around to him because when it is recorded that Jesus turns around, he always scolds someone.
主耶稣没有讲你撇下了什么，你不过是两个破船，一些破网而已啊。
He just turned around and says, Peter, you just have two old boats anyway. Why do you care?
我们撇下的不只是我们的职业，我们撇下我们的情感，我们的父母，我们的儿女，我们的弟兄，我们的房屋，我们的田产，一切主耶稣讲都要撇下来，为了他。
The Lord Jesus says you have to leave your profession, your workplace, your family, your children, all your friends, and follow after me.
彼得要放下的还是他的老我。
And Peter had to throw away his old self.
我们知道彼得怎么样，一向是有领导人才的人。
Peter was indeed a leadership type of person.
主耶稣要彼得放下的不是他自己的卓越 excellence in Peter， 不是。
It is not that the Lord wanted Peter to throw away his excellence.
主耶稣要彼得要有的是主耶稣基督的卓越。
What the Lord wanted was the excellence of Christ that Peter should have.
不是我这个人的 leadership， 我来 lead 这些人。
It's not through the leadership that I have that I want to lead the people.
那是让主来 lead 我，来 lead 这些羊。
But that the Lord Himself will lead the sheep.
彼得走的一条道路是流泪的道路。
Peter's road was a road with tears.
我直接奉献走路也是一条流泪的道路。
The road that I had led also is a road with tears.
我1984年的时候，十月的时候，我父亲最后一次来到 Stony Brook 来看我。
In October 1984, my father the last time he came to see me in Stony Brook.
那时候我已经有心要奉献。
At that time, I already had the desire to offer myself.
所以我跟我父亲先有点 dialogue， 给他心里有点准备。
So I had some dialogue with my father just to prepare him.
所以我有一天晚上跟他好好谈，我讲，爸爸，你还希望我什么？
And so I had a very good talk with him. I said, Father, what more do you expect of me?
因为我带我父亲到 Stony Brook 到各地去跑，让他校园看了一圈，又到海边去走走，他看看这学校不错。
So I took him on Stony Brook and went around the beaches to show him the place, and he said it was very good.
带他到我的办公室实验室去看了一下。
Went to see my office and where I was working in the labs.
回来之后我讲爸爸你会期望我什么
And so I said to my father, what more would you expect of me?
我爸爸不想
My father was thinking
我讲爸爸我 有想奉献做全世界传道的这意思
And then I said to him, I have the desire to become a full-time minister
我爸爸也不想
He was thinking, then smiled
我跟我爸爸讲我讲你知道我现在已经42岁了
So I said to my father, I'm 42 years old now
好我也不可能拿诺贝尔奖金
I will not get the Nobel Prize
我也没有这能力拿诺贝尔奖金
And I don't intend to
我们这个机械工程也没有诺贝尔奖金
And in this place that I work at, we won't get the Nobel Prize
我讲你还有对我有什么期望
And what other expectations do you have of me?
十月底我送走了他
So at the end of April, of October, I sent him away
到八五年二月七号我决定全时间奉献
In February the 7th of the next year 85 I made a decision
我写信告诉他我要全时间奉献
So I wrote him and said that I am going to full time work
我父亲坚决反对
And he violently disagreed
他表示非常对我失望
He said he was very disappointed in me
他讲我再过几年也许就要到你母亲那边去我母亲已经过世了
And he said, in a few years, I will go to your mother's place, because the mother had already passed on.
我都没有办法对你母亲讲什么。
I don't know what I would say to your mother.
你如果奉献的话，我不会跟任何我一个朋友提到你已经奉献。
I said, if you become a full-time person, I will tell everybody that you did that.
我也没有办法看你到处向会友教会们要钱。
And I cannot see I cannot watch you going to all the different churches asking for money.
过了。两个半月
Two and a half months later
4月15号晚上我突然接到一个电话
And then April 15th I received a phone call
从台北打来的通过电话
Long distance call from Taipei
我知道情况不妙
I knew it wasn't good
我一接我那边的人告诉我说我父亲 on a stroke
And the call was that my father had a stroke
我问他我父亲有没有清醒
And his answer is my father conscious
他讲没有清醒
He said no
我赶紧怎么样4月15号那天晚上把我所有的税都报完
And so April 15th I finished my taxes
马上第二天飞到台北
Next day I flew to Taipei
一路上我的心情很难形容
It was very difficult describing my emotions at the time
在飞机上在机场一路上计程车赶到游民总医院的时候
And through all the travels and the planes and to the airport and to the rolling hospital
我在神面前只有一个祷告
It was just one prayer in my heart.
我想主啊，我已经把我一切怎么样决定的要奉献给你。
I've already given off all my all my decision to you.
我只有一个要求。
I have only one request.
给我跟我父亲，请让他清醒15分钟 ，15 minutes.
I pray that my father will be awake or be conscious for 15 minutes.
让我再一次的 make certain 他得救。
So that I can once again make certain of his salvation.
所以一下了飞机。
So once I got off the plane,
我马上计程车开到游民总医院。
And so I immediately went to Roaming Hospital.
我马上冲到病房，我就怕病房是空的。
I went to the hospital bed and I was really scared that it would be empty.
我一看，我父亲在床上。
One look and I saw that my father was still in the bed.
我马上冲过去，他好像是醒的一样。
And so I went over and I seemed to see that he was conscious.
我觉得他好像要跟我讲话。
It seemed like he wanted to talk to me.
他一讲话，他一咳嗽，一口血吐出来。
And so he coughed and there was some blood coming out of his throat.
从那个时候他就一直没醒过。
And then from that point onwards, he did not recover again.
17个钟头我在他的床旁边祷告求神。
In 17 hours, I was by his bedside praying.
我以前看过电视里面那个人工呼吸的机器里面那个气球这样上上下下，以前看着不觉得什么。
And I've seen the movies and looked at the respirator and all the piston going up and down and looked at it and it didn't seem to be very much to me.
我实在太疲倦了，所以我睡着了一下。
And so I was so tired and just watched this and so I fell asleep.
当我醒的时候，我看到怎么样？进气的时候很小。
And so as I watched, I saw that the movement was very minimal.
进气很小，吐气的时候，最后的时候一直吐，就没有再下来了。
It seemed like the inspiration was very shallow and the expiration was very long and it didn't seem to come back again.
就这样我父亲过去了。
And so in that way my father passed away.
神没有答应我的请求。
The Lord did not agree to my request.
Not even 15 minutes.
Not even 15 minutes.
我跟神讲 why?
So I said to the Lord why?
我在神面前流眼泪说神啊为什么我把我的一生给你为什么你不给我15分钟
And And I said to the Lord, I've given my life, my heart and life to you. Why can't you give me 15 minutes?
但是我现在没有埋怨。
But I do not complain to God.
神给我超过100次以上的机会, 而且不止15分钟的机会, 跟成多少的教会,多少信徒们, 多少朋友们传福音。
The Lord gave me hundreds of opportunities to speak to many, many churches, to give them many, many 15 minutes.
你知道我很有负担传福音。
So I have a great burden to preach the gospel.
我也很怕传福音。
I actually am afraid of preaching the gospel.
因为我每一次传福音之前, 我有一个想法, 想到我的父亲。
Every time I preach, I think about my father.
因为我向神求过给我 15 minutes.
Because I plead to him that God will give me 15 minutes.
而神每次给我怎么样? More than 15 minutes 的机会。
And God gives me more than 15 minutes to do that.
你知道我每次在布道的时候, 我心里面都想, 也许神怎么样? 借了这15分钟, 我父亲也许坐在后面那个角落给我。
It seems like that God is now given me my father to sit there every time for 15 minutes.
让我用我所有的今生、所有的能力、所有神赐给我的恩赐, 我要怎么样? As if 我的父亲坐在那边给我15分钟，我向他传道。
That God will give me the abilities, the gifts, the burden, the passion, as if my father is sitting there for 15 minutes.
弟兄姐妹们，我们追求卓越是一条很艰苦的工作。
Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters, to go on the road to strive after excellence is a difficult task.
所以彼得讲你要分外的殷勤，更加的殷勤。
And so Peter says, yes, you really have to be diligent in all of this.
是的，彼得，我们看到昨天看到他的奉献出来。
And we see how Peter's offering is.
他走了一条不能回头的道路。
Went on a road that had no return.
一条付上最大价值的道路。
Road of great price and yet to pay.
一条流眼泪的道路。
A road that had tears to go through.
我们看到过去的彼得。
We see the Peter of the past.
在大祭司该亚法的外院里面3次的否认主的彼得。
In the outer court when he met Caiaphas and his officials there, for 3 times he denied Christ.
但是他第3次否认彼得的时候，鸡叫了。
And the 3rd time when he denied Christ, the cock crowed.
圣经上面讲，主转过身来看彼得。
The Lord turned around and faced Peter.
主转过身来没有骂彼得。
He did not scold Peter.
主转过身来看了彼得一眼。
He saw the eyes of Peter.
主原谅彼得，主了解彼得会跌倒。
The Lord forgave Peter because the Lord knew Peter.
圣经上面讲，当彼得看到了主回头转眼看他的那个情况时，
When Peter realized the Lord had turned around and saw him,
他就出去痛哭 cry out.
He went out and cried.
奉献的道路是一条流泪的道路。The
road of committing on offering ourselves is a road with tears.
你说彼得一次的哭够吗?
And you say that Peter's one-time cry, is that enough?
仍然不够。
Not enough.
我相信彼得不仅仅为他自己的 excellency, 自我的那个 excellency 破碎而流泪。
Not only did Peter cry for his plea to be excellent in the Lord,
也为了基督的 excellency 受感动而流泪。
Because of the excellence of Christ, he also cried out.
在约翰福音最后一章21章的时候，我们看到加利利的海边的时候，主耶稣又重演了那一场怎么样，迫于神急的事情。
And in the last chapter of John, we see how Paul, Jesus went to the lake and had the last opportunity of fishing with them.
那时候复活的主站在岸上面。
And this is the resurrected Lord who was standing on the seashores.
当他们上岸的时候，
And when they came up from the boats,
主耶稣已经有鱼而且炭火在那里烤了，准备好早餐给他们。
Jesus already had prepared the fish and was preparing the breakfast ready for them to come for
it. 那一个早餐是一个 silent breakfast， 没有人在讲话。
This was a very silent breakfast during that morning.
他们都知道那是复活的主，
because they all knew this was the resurrected Lord.
但是没有人讲话。
And yet no one said anything.
然而主耶稣3次的问彼得说，
But Jesus 3 times he asked Peter,
你爱我吗？
Do you love Peter? Do you love me?
基督3次用基督的爱来感动他。
And 3 times Jesus used the love of Christ to touch Peter.
主耶稣原谅彼得。
Jesus had forgiven Peter.
但是主耶稣要彼得，他以前在3次在自己的敌人面前否认了主。
3 times before his enemies, Peter had denied Christ.
主耶稣要求他现在3次在他的朋友、在他的同工的面前来承认对主的那颗爱心。
Before his friends, before his co-workers, Jesus wanted Peter to say 3 times that he accepted and acknowledged and loved his Lord.
主耶稣3次要叫他有爱弟兄的心，要加上爱众人的心，牧羊，我的羊，我的羊，我的羊。
And order that Peter expresses ability, his love for the sheep of Christ.
圣经上讲，彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说：“你爱我吗？”就忧愁地对耶稣说。
And Peter was described as being grieved because Jesus asked him three times whether he loved him.
主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱。
And he says, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you.
圣经上讲，就忧愁地对耶稣说。
And so he said to Christ in a very grieving manner.
只有彼得知道啊。
Only Peter knew.
也只有耶稣知道。
And only Christ knew.
忧愁，彼得的心里面在流眼泪。
In his heart, he was crying.
三次在敌人的面前否认了我的主。
Three times he denied his Christ.
主现在三次要在他的同工面前承认主。
Three times before his co-workers, he was to acknowledge his love for his Lord.
主等于在说你，主又接着说你要一直的流泪下去。
Lord says, you will continue to cry and have tears.
因为主耶稣跟他讲，我实实在在的告诉你。
Because the Lord Jesus said, verily, verily, I say to you.
你年少的时候自己说上带子，随意往来。
When you were younger, you used to gird yourself and you could walk wherever you wished.
哦，你好像是一个卓越的人，是一个有 leadership 的一个人，随意而走。
You were an excellent person, you had leadership. You could go wherever you wanted to go.
在年老的时候。
But then when you are growing old.
你要伸出手来。
You are stretching out your hand.
别人要把你说到带你到你不愿意去的地方。
Other people will bring you to the place that you do not wish to go.
主耶稣等于跟彼得讲，你年少的时候凭着自己的卓越。
And so Peter was telling Jesus, he telling Peter when you were young and you were striving after excellence.
你年老的时候，你要凭着基督的卓越。
And then when you grow older, you would be for striving after excellence in Christ's excellence.
我们看到 Peter before.
We see Peter before.
我们看到 Peter after.
We see Peter after.
我们看到彼得的改变是个 progressive 的改变。
You see the progressive change in Peter's life.
让自己的卓越渐渐的被破碎。
That his own excellence, striving for excellence, will be broken.
让基督的卓越渐渐的充满了自己。
So that Christ's excellence, replaces it.
一条流汗的道路。
This is a road of toil and sweat.
一条流泪的道路。
This is a road of tears.
甚至也是一条流血的道路。
This is also a road of blood.
神给我恩典，我有两个暑假，我们全家住在罗马，因为我在罗马大学教书。
By Lord's grace, I had lived in Rome twice for two summers because I was teaching there.
在1985年，我在住在罗马的时候。
In 1985, when I was living there in Rome,
我很喜欢去看基督徒那时候葬的地方，他们叫做 catacomb。
I would love to go and see the place where the Christians were buried in the catacombs.
是在地底下。
These were underground.
Underground 地底下挖的洞。
All the caves and they were dug out underground.
然后他们死了之后怎么样？就一层一层的尸首这样放。
And so their bodies were laid in layers in the catacombs.
好像蜜蜂的那个窝一样。
Just like a honeycomb of the bee.
有一个 catacomb 在叫做 Appian Way， 它是罗马的一条很大的路 ，Appian Way 上面，我很喜欢去。
And on the Appian Way, as we walked along there,
因为那里面有很多彼得的痕迹。
And we see many of the traces, the footprints, the steps of Peter.
我们可以看到，那带领的人也讲，这就是彼得可能在这个地方。
And the one who guided us would say that this is probably where Peter was.
特别在这个 catacomb 出来的地方有一个脚印在里面。
And especially at the place of the exit of the catacombs, there was an actual footprint there.
我不知道这是一个传说，还是这是怎么样。
I don't know if this is a tradition or not.
带领人讲这是彼得的脚印。
The guide said this is the footprint of Peter.
带领人讲这彼得当罗马人找到了这个 catacomb 的时候。
And the guide said that when the Romans discovered the catacombs.
罗马的兵竟然来抓这些基督徒。
The Romans came in to capture the Christians in there.
彼得跟着这些人逃。
And Peter is tried to escape with the people.
正要逃出去的时候，他突然想起了他三次否认过主。
And as he was about to escape, he remembered that he had thrice denied Christ.
所以他停留在这个地方不走了。
And so he stayed there and didn't leave.
他把他自己交给了罗马的兵。
And he gave himself to the Roman authorities.
因为他犹豫了，所以在那边留下一个很深的脚印。
Because he hesitated, he had a long footprint there.
传说里面讲，彼得被抓去了之后。
And the tradition tells us that when Peter was arrested,
彼得讲，我不配与主耶稣基督同样的钉十字架。
Because I am not worthy to be crucified like my Lord.
我要被 倒了钉十字架。
I want to be crucified upside down.
我们看到彼得的以前的彼得。
We see the Peter of the past.
年少的时候随意行走，凭着自己的作为。
When he was young, he could go anywhere he wished.
年老的时候，他要被牵着走到他所不愿意去的地方。
When he was older, he had to be led where he did not wish to go.
一条流泪的道路。
This was a road of tears.
彼得在离开世界的时候把最宝贵的话语告诉我们。
Before he left the world, he told us his very precious words.
分外的殷勤，更加的殷勤。
He is diligent, all the more diligent.
我们要追求的是主耶稣基督的荣耀与美德。
We want to seek after the glory and the excellence of Christ.
主耶稣基督的形象。
The Lord Jesus, image.
弟兄姐妹们，这是我们看到水深之处我们必须要的一个卫生。
This is one of the things that we have to do, one of the secrets of our launching out into the deep.
我们记得祷告。
And let's pray.
天父，我们再一次思想到你的使徒彼得的时候。
Lord Jesus, as we consider on your apostle Peter,
你可以把这样顽强的一个人改变成好像一个雕的翠玉一样。
This a very stubborn person you have been able to make into a wonderful carving.
这个翠玉，这个 jade 能够彰显出来基督的作业。
This carving of jade has indeed become an image of God.
我们知道你自己告诉我们说，启示录圣城耶路撒冷有十二个城门，上面都有宝石在那里。
In the 12 gates of the New Jerusalem, there will be all these precious stones on it.
主巴不得。把我们的生命变成一颗宝石在圣城的上面上。
We pray that our lives will indeed be precious stones on those gates.
让我们的作业慢慢的破碎。
And so that in our excellence, it will be gradually ours will be broken.
让你的作业充满我们。
So that your excellence will fill us.
让我们来唱这首诗歌，主，我们愿意随意你要叫我们去的地方，我们愿意去的时候。
So that as we sing the song, that we will go wherever you send us.
求你自己给我们一颗承诺的心。
We pray God that you will give us a very serious heart.
奉主耶稣基督名祷告。
We promise you, we thank you in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.